American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We're really gearing up for tax reform.
That's Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Moving on to a top priority issue, and that's tax reform.
Because that is what we expect the House to pick up when they get back after their August recess this fall. Top priority for us.
Woodall noted the importance of good tax reform for the cattle industry.
You know, it's so important just because it has a huge impact on the bottom line and whether or not an operation can remain profitable. And so that's why we need to make sure that the tax burden on our producers is as low as it possibly can be.
And of course, there's a big need to eliminate that estate tax, also known as the death tax.
Because we have many stories of where operations have had to be sold off or divided up because of the tax liability due at the time of death. And so we need to make sure that we prevent that from happening and that families who work so hard to build these operations can pass them down to the next generation.
And Woodall said this tax reform will be comprehensive.
And we're actually looking at the entire tax code. So this would be the first time that we have seen true comprehensive tax reform in decades. So that's why this is such a big deal, because not only we're talking about the corporate tax rate, but we're talking about the personal tax rate. We're talking about taxes across the board. And so that has a huge impact on our industry and just about every other industry in this country.
In more news, Haley Lockwood is the communications director of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association, and she says the association has come a long way.
We've definitely come a long way since our early days of the cattle barons and open range. Now we do a lot of work on environmental issues, whether that be endangered species, water issues like the Waters of the U.S. rule, different things like that. And so
Lockwood said that the association is always looking for new opportunities for the cattle industry.
As we move into the next 150 years here, and I think about 4 years, I think we'll be in a good place to do that. We have a lot of officers who have been very active in other groups like Public Lands Council, National Beef Cattlemen's Association, and so I think our association is headed in the right direction.
That's Haley Lockwood with the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.